Hughes and Ben Thomas. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge ticked higher last month. Saker Magani has numbers.
The PCE price index was up 2.7% in August, a bit higher than the year-over-year increase in July and the most since February. Inflation has been coming down, but annual price gains remain above the Fed's 2% target. Still,
inflation has been defeated.
And President Trump's been pushing the Fed to lower interest rates more aggressively. The central bank did reduce its benchmark rate last week for the first time this year, but it's moving cautiously while waiting to see what impact the president's tariffs have on both inflation and the broader economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal immigration agents have arrested the leader of Iowa's largest school district. ICE says Des Moines Public Schools Superintendent Ian Roberts was in the country illegally and had no work authorization. Sources tell AP the FBI's fired agents who were photographed kneeling during a racial justice protest in Washington that followed George Floyd's death in 2020. Nexstar and Sinclair are bringing Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show back to their ABC affiliate stations. It had been suspended over comments about Charlie Kirk's murder. And in golf,
Europe's top stars are playing like it in the Ryder Cup, and the result was to be expected. Jon Rahm, Tommy Fleetwood, and Rory McIlroy led the way at Bethpage Black as Team Europe won both sessions Friday to build a 5.5 to 2.5 lead. U.S. captain Keegan Bradley.
We have a plan of what we're going to do, and they beat us today, but, you know, we're really comfortable with our plan.
Europe silenced the notoriously loud crowd at Bethpage Black. Bryson DeChambeau and top-ranked Scottie Scheffler lost both of their matches. It was the first time since Tiger Woods in 2002 that a number one player started 0-2. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
This is AP News. An up day, but a down week for stocks, retreating from record highs. And Ed Donahue reports it's getting less profitable to flip a home.
Real estate data company Adam says in 2012, the typical flipped home netted a 62.9% return on investment before expenses. Now it's 25%. Flippers buy a home, typically with cash, then pay for any repairs or upgrades needed to spruce up the property before putting it back on the market. The shrinking profitability for flipping is largely due to home prices, which continue to climb nationally, but at a slower pace, driving up costs for investors. Home flipping profits have declined for more than a decade. The median price of a home flipped in the second quarter that was bought by an investor was $259,000, a record high according to data going back to 2000. I'm Ed Donahue.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.